All right, let's flip the situation a little bit more challenging and say she receives her chemo, gets 5 years of tamoxifen, but then has been off therapy for 3 years. Now she moves into your area, comes in just a routine follow-up. She hasn't had any endocrine treatment in 3 years. How would you approach that situation?
Well, I would talk about the MA17 data, and Paul Goss and others have updated that result where they reoffered everyone. This was a study looking at 5 years of tamoxifen for clinical indication of early stage breast cancer patients. There was a randomization to letrozole versus placebo. They stopped the trial early because there was benefit, but then they went back and offered randomization to the patients who had the placebo, and they still saw, even with an average 3 year gap, still saw a substantial benefit. Now, having said that, my experience has been when MA17 first came out, we just offered it as a routine to the patients coming in. There was early data. We weren't sure of the results. So we didn't call the patients in, but when they came in for their visit, so the patients would have come in over the 3 months, 6 months later, and it wasn't like we called them in. And we tell them about the data. And my experience was that after a year, if they were off a year, they would say, "I like coming here, talking with you. You know, it's kind of fun, but I'm done with my breast cancer and I'm not taking any." We had almost no one go on after a year. And I think what happens is many of these women have a switch in their head that says, "I don't have breast cancer anymore. I'm not at risk of breast cancer. I'm going on." And it varies from woman to woman, but I think many of the women make that judgment. They say, "I'm done with the cancer." And you can talk about the data, but, and maybe they don't understand the data any better in other circumstances, but here they're certainly able to discount any information we provide and say, "I'm done with my cancer."
So for the patient though who doesn't have, you know, a particular aversion to be taking treatment, is asking you sort of what's your best recommendation. Again, 1 centimeter, node negative, what do you think most likely you'd recommend in this patient who's 8 years out?
Now, that patient is getting close to being not too much benefit, I would think. And so everybody's got a different cutoff. My cutoff isn't node positive versus node negative, but this is a small tumor, and I might not offer additional therapy after that period of time.